we find Avram with laughter and sorrow with laughter when they heard the news about they're going to have a baby Yitzchak. So the Shaila is, it seems to be that when Avram laughs, it seems to be taken as a neutral to positive. When it comes to Sarah, she seems to be criticized. So, and in fact, it's an obvious question the Ramban has. Well, of course, if Avram heard from God, so of course, it's okay, I'm going to listen to God, but if she heard from some strangers on the street, why would she listen, or why shouldn't she have some doubts? That's what the Ramban just says, a general yisod is, that no matter who the person is, when someone's giving you a bracha, you just say, Amen. You never know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how he sends a bracha with who, so that's just the yisod. Anyway, so getting back, but putting that aside, why is Avraham seems to be fine laughing when he hears the news, but Sarah is not. So there's the answer of the Targum Unculus. He usually just gives the Pshuto, but on Avram laughing, he says, he makes a distinction. He says, when Avram laughed, it was a laughing of joy, of happiness, Hakaras Atov. While Sarah's laughter was like more cynical, scoffing, like, come on, are you kidding me? I'm like, how am I going to have a baby? So it wasn't the laughing per se. It's why will you people laugh for different reasons. If you're laughing out of joy and gratitude, so that's a good thing, like Avram Avinu. But if you're laughing out of doubt and other reasons, then it's looked upon negatively. That's how the Targum Unculus seems to learn. It's a famous pshat in the Meshech Chachma. So the Meshech Chachma builds up a yisod from the Rambam. The Rambam writes, see, when he talks about, we all know Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, but another klal is, the Chazal tell us, that how do we know who's a Navi? So a Navi has to be someone who proves himself, a Navi Mukhzak. So he went through all the tests, short-term tests, and he passed 100% of the time. So if you have a Navi Mukhzak, so it says a Nevuah Latova, if he gives a Nevuah Latova, it has to come true. However, if he gives a Nevuah Lara, it doesn't have to come true because, you know, God wanted to leave the realms of tshuva open. But this, in terms of validity, obviously, if a Nevuah Latova doesn't have to come true and the Nevuah Lara doesn't have to come true, so how are you ever going to prove who is a true Navi, who's a false Navi? So you can't. So therefore, you got to pick one. You might as well pick the good one and have the bad one be able to change. So the Shaila is, we know the Gemara tells us in Brachas, but the incident we'll have later on, that when Esav is coming to meet Yaakov, Hashem already promised Yaakov will be okay, yet he was concerned. So the Gemara says, Shama Yigrom Hachet, because that's the way tzaddikim are. They always doubt themselves. I mean, they're not overconfident. So the Shaila is, it was a Nevuah Latova. So what's the difference? So the difference is whether something is a Haftacha versus a Nevuah. If it's just Yaakov knew about it, it wasn't a Nevuah. He didn't tell anyone else. It was just given to him, and therefore he has the right to worry. But if Yaakov would have told someone else what it was, then that would be a Nevuah, and therefore that can never change. So that's how the Meshech Chochma, we have this yisod throughout, but that's what he wants to explain here. When it came to Avram, Hashem told Avram directly, so therefore it was Haftacha. He didn't tell anyone else, so therefore Avram, number one, so according to both of them, let's say they were both, even if they were both sinister, let's say they both had the doubt. But the only difference is, Avram was okay to have doubts. So according to the Targum Unculus, it was the nature of the laughter was different. Avram had a gratitude laugh, Sarah had a sinister laugh, a doubtful laugh. According to the Meshech Chochma, even they both had sinister laughs. But why is because since it was only Havtacha, Shema Yigra Machet, so therefore I have a right to laugh, because who says I'll be Zoche? But according to the Ramban, even though it didn't say in the Chumash, that Avram told it over to Sarah, so once he told it over to Sarah, it was Nevua Latova for her, and therefore it had to come true, so therefore she shouldn't be doubting. So that's the way the Meshech Chochma wants to explain the distinction. Since it was a Nevua, not just Havtacha, so therefore she knew it had to come true, so therefore she shouldn't have been laughing. And Orachayim HaKadosh, he explains as follows, that they both had, so we had the Targum Onkelos, one was a gratitude laugh, one was a doubtful laugh. Going to the Meshech Chochma, they both could have been sinister, but one was only Havtacha Shema Yigra Ramachai, the other was Nevua. According to Orachayim, they were both gratitude laughs. Of course, Sarah was laughing out of gratitude. And Orachayim HaKadosh, he was, he moved from Morocco to Eretz Yisrael, buried in Har Arzesim, and many people, I don't know if it's like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai on Lag BaOmer, but a lot of people go to his cemetery on his yahrzeit. I think it's during the Tammuz. And so what's it, so why is Sarah rebuked then? So the Orach Chaim says, I'll tell you why. Because Avram heard it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he internalized it and he laughed of gratitude. He laughed right away. When did Sarah then laugh? When Sarah, apparently, we'll have to assume she was told and she didn't actually believe it wholeheartedly. And then she said, now that she realizes that her body has changed, when she's baking the dough, she has a menstrual cycle. So therefore she realized, wow, it's an exclamation point, not a question, how amazing this is. So what's the problem? The problem is, the Orach Chaim writes that she waited for a physical sign. Really, Amunah, you should believe in it without, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you something's going to happen, that you should believe in it. You shouldn't need a physical sign. It reminds me a little of the Machlokes, the Netziv, and others, about what's the Pshat, what, in other words, the Jews only sang Shira once they got to Yitzias, once they got to Kriyas Yamsuf. The Shailas was out in, was that a negative? Why didn't they sing Shira before? So some learned it, but Avinu Ba'asem Moshe Abdu, they were lacking Amunah before, and now they finally did it. And the Tziv says, no, you don't, you just make it on the Gemar Hatzolah. So therefore, it wasn't that they, weren't they lacking in Amunah. So that's what the Orach Chaim writes, as they explain, there's a ma'ase in the Gemara Gittin, Rav Yochanan, he said that when the Mashiach will come, Asid Lavo, they're going to rebuild the walls of Yerushalayim. They're going to be filled up with jewels and special pearls all the way up, a long way. So he asked. And then to the guy who was sitting in the Shia, didn't believe it. It was urban legend. And when he was riding on a ship, he saw all these jewels and he came back to Rav Yochanan and said, I saw what you said. He said, you didn't believe me before. In other words, the Gemara is not a good ending. He looked at, Rabbi Yochanan looked at him, it didn't end well for the guy. But the point being is, he should have, the fact that he said it was going to happen, why do you have to actually see it? You know, us and our Madriga, we need to see it. But that's the issue of what's greater. Like they quote, by Amunah, the Kutzker, Amunah should be like you seeing it. And therefore, like the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, like they quote, how do we know Babel's to the north of the Eretz Yisrael? They quote a Pasuk from Yirmiyahu. What do you mean? You probably just look at a map. But no, so it's supposed to be the Amunah of listening to the Chachamim. So, that's what they point out. So you have to have So that's the Or HaChaim. That if you do it right away, so then it's to Avram, they both. So to summarize, we have the Targum Onkelos. The reason why Sarah was rebuked and not Avram with the laughter is because Avram had a gratitude laugh, Sarah had a sinister laugh. According to Eitu the Meshech Chachma, they would say they both had sinister laughs. But Avram was just a Havtacha, so therefore Hashem Yigra Machet, so therefore he's doubting himself, not God. He might not be worthy. Well, Sarah heard it from Avram, so therefore it was a Nevuah Tova, and it can't be changed. And the Arachayim HaKadosh, they're both gratitude laughs. But by Sarah, Avram believed right away, it took Sarah a physical change in her, and she said, wow, this is amazing. I really feel a change in my body. Now I see what you're saying is right. So those are the three approaches in terms of why Sarah was rebuked or not looked favorably upon for this laughter, while the Avram's laughter was fine and Sarah's laughter was not.